Are we going to get a fist fight?
All right, Chase Sexton, congratulations on the win. That was cool. I got a lot to talk to you about, way more than Lewis. First of all, Pulp LCQ race, you didn't like the stagger start.
No, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
It's too chaotic. And, like, for guys like Chiz, it's just not a good deal for him.
I want the chaos.
No, but that's – I want to see – like, I'm not saying Kevin wasn't the best because he did ride really good second moto.
Yeah.
But I want to see the best guys go at it.
Okay.
Like, going from the back, like, it's – I'm not really into
it. Too much of a clown show.
Yeah, I think you should do the reverse order on gate pick.
Okay.
Like, put them on the outside. Yeah. Yes, put them on the outside. Like, okay. Do that.
Yeah.
I think that'd be good. I just think I'm nervous watching.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what Chiz is feeling.
Yeah. He was really cautious because he's 40 years old and everything.
Yeah.
Okay, let's first start with the scrub that almost went wrong in practice.
I don't know what happened, actually. I don't know. It caught me off guard early because it kind of threw me into an endo. It really wasn't that bad. I mean, I did land nose heavy, but I was like, it was a little more hairy than I wanted to get. But
thank God for supercross suspension. Right?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I don't know if I hit a hole. I didn't catch my foot peg or anything.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So it wasn't that bad?
I mean, it wasn't great. It definitely scared me. I wasn't like stoked on it, but yeah. I got away from it, so that's good.
We saw some aggression with you. We talked about it on my dumb shows about what you would do if you would do anything. We saw a little aggression, but from what I understand, you were a little pissed at Coop earlier.
Yeah, I was just mad because I mean, I have cross-jumped Coop, so I can't say I'm an angel. But
every rider has cross-jumped everybody.
Else. It was just drastic, and I feel like he looked back and saw it was me and like did it more, but I don't know. I think Malcolm maybe cross-jumped him a little bit too, so it is what it is. I don't think Coop would do that. That's why it actually made me more mad because I'm like, I wasn't expecting him to do that.
Yeah, right.
So it like kind of caught me off guard. But after that, I'm like, yeah, I'm going.
Okay.
I wasn't going in to like take him out, but I was going in to make a point. Like, I'm getting to the front. So.
Yeah. And then from there, I mean, whoops were really good for you. They were real fun to watch for everybody. And that's where you were stronger. I imagine that after that, everything else was kind of basic, right?
Yeah, everything.
Right.
It was pretty basic track.
Right.
You couldn't really override it. I mean, that one rhythm was pretty big, but it was easy. So, pretty basic track. But the whoops were nice as they held up, and that was a big separator for me. So, it was good.
How's the altitude for you?
It's tough, man. Like, I after, like, one lap in practice, like, when you do a hot lap, it's like you feel the like, repercussions of being in altitude. So, it's tough. The main event, I was able to kind of just get out and kind of flow and not really have to, like, put a whole bunch of – I mean, I was trying, but, like, I wasn't – it's hard. I think it's almost harder in supercross than it is outdoors.
Did you notice any, like, do you do any gearing changes or anything, or ACU stuff?
No, nothing.
Okay.
I mean, they changed the motor a little bit just to get it more
compression.
Yeah, more compression, but you know that stuff. So, but nothing, I didn't change gearing. My starts weren't great.
Yeah.
But I just told them if I can get in the top five with the start, I'm fine. So
this isn't any hate comms on the privateers because I support them with my race and everything else, but you do notice the lack of depth in some of the guys in the main events. Lappers are
bad.
They're not great.
Right. Yeah.
So,
I mean, tonight they were pretty respectful. Like, they kind of, like, to be honest, I'm more friends with guys that are from 10 to 20 than I am from 10 to 1.
Yeah.
So, a lot of them kind of, like, saw me coming and got out of the way, which was nice. But I feel like I've seen the same guys, like, wore the same guys every weekend. So, I don't know. I know they're out there racing, but I notice it more in practice. Practice, I was getting screwed today. Like, I would start 4 seconds behind somebody and catch them. Like, I shouldn't be catching them before the lap's over. Like, you should not be 4 seconds lap slower than me on supercross. So, and be in the A practice is what I'm saying. That's the biggest thing for me.
I want to talk a little bit about last week. How devastating was that for you? You know, obviously, wasn't great. Coop really clinched or put a good stranglehold on it.
Yeah.
You guys rode great. You couldn't do it. How was it, like, fucking, were you throwing things when you came back? Or, like,
no.
How was it?
I rode well. Like, I think I was the better rider that night still. Like, I didn't win, but it was just tough. Like, the track was really going to be really hard to pass on, and my whole plan was to wait to the end and kind of make an aggressive move to where he couldn't strike back, but
you got him twice.
I got held up a few times a couple laps ago by lappers, and it was kind of over, so it was frustrating, but it's racing.
Why did you stop skimming?
If I get asked this from somebody else.
Okay, never mind. We'll move on.
Ride dirt bikes.
Well, I ride dirt bikes.
AC's the one that's making me the most mad. He says, yeah, you should have skipped. I'm like, dude, you know how hard those whoops are. Like, I was at a point where, like, I was faster than him at the beginning, but then they started getting more and more beat up, and I was losing drive. and I was going to start getting sketchy. Okay. Like, I'm not... So I went to jumping, and I was still catching him. So I'm like, if I can jump and still win, like, what does it matter?
Okay. Well, I mean,
AC's been bothering me. I heard him talking about it tonight.
Yeah, well, I was looking at the segment times, and you were much...
He was so faster than me. He had the best segment in the whoops.
Yeah, but you your skimming was slower, was faster than him. 100%. You know.
No, but he was faster than me jumping than I was.
Of course
skimming.
He was. No, he was not. Yes, he was not.
Go look at the segment.
I looked at the segment times. I did the math. I put it on Twitter.
He had the best segment in the whoops.
Okay, maybe one time, but I put it on Twitter. I broke it down. Your skimming was faster. I know, but also, like you said, you didn't want to get sketchy and then throw that away. So
well, I know I was fast enough to still win when I could if I was jumping. So it's like that was the risk I was willing. I wasn't willing to.
Now I angered you.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I mean, it's over now. So and those whoops were dumb. Yeah. They were too far apart.
All right, I'll let you go. A couple things you got to ask Lewis about.
You're under hot. You're on the
what?
You're what's the word? You're getting
rattled.
I'm getting heated. So you're like
no. This idiot's got to go. 20-minute interview with you.
He got Phil in trouble this week.
What?
Heard you got Phil in trouble this week.
Why?
I don't know. Something about his bike. He told us on the Rager Day.
Oh. With the Cali?
Yeah. Something he got into trouble.
Oh, I don't remember that. But he got Coop some heat because Coop didn't really want to give money to the LCQ guys. He was on the show last week. And then Phil called him a cheap ass. It's like $200. Who cares? And then Coop got a lot of heat. Phil set him up to get a lot of heat. So,
that's typical. I heard he's like on the show now.
Yeah, he's permanent.
That's a good addition.
He's monthly. He's on a salary like every month. And
we need to cut the cuss words down a little bit from him.
Yeah.
Like he's going a little too rogue.
He gets a little much.
Got my guy Cullen. You guys were a little bit. You guys are a little tough on.
So I actually apologized to Cullen. I sent him a text.
You guys are a little tough on him. I told him before. I'm like, dude, they're mellow. Like you don't have to worry about nothing. Like I don't know why you're stressing. Then he goes in there. It's just like a. It's like a war zone.
I don't like the way they treated him. I don't like it. I don't like the way they treated Shock. I don't like the way they treat Cullen. I didn't like the way they treat some of the other people's stories. So, unfortunately, Cullen was on the line. Because I really like Cullen. I think he's a good rider. I think he should have a ride all from November on.
Yeah.
And so, anyways.
I know where you're coming from, but I was like, I told Cullen that, he's not going to do anything. Like, he's not going to say anything. Then he goes in there and is like, it's a war zone.
I blew him out and I apologized to him. I don't think the team really likes me right now, but that's fine. Whatever. You got to ask Lewis about his rich chick that he's got on the go.
I already know about
you know about that?
I know about it. He told me we had a long talk yesterday during your race.
Oh, okay. All right.
So.
I'm glad to see he's not paying attention. All right, good job on the win. If you finish this thing with 7 wins to his 5, does it even matter?
I mean, to me, I think I'm the best rider. Oh, okay. So that's what I care about. I mean, obviously, I would love to win the championship. That is my goal. But if it doesn't happen and I'm happy, the one thing that's keeping me going is, like, my riding has been really good, I think, as of the last 5 or 6 races. So... like maybe the best I've ever ridden. So that's one thing that I can hang my hat on, and I think I've gotten a lot better this year as far as just closing out main events. So we're building. I mean, it's a little bit wrong. I wasted too many opportunities in the middle of the season. That's on me.
Yeah.
I can't take that back. Yeah. So
it seems to be a little bit of a trend you have. Yeah. When you have bad luck,
it's a train. Yeah, it's hard to get out
of. And then when you're on it. Last question. You told us on the show you want to have your deal for next year done before Supercross. We have one more to go. So do we have a deal done before Supercross? Well, I mean,
it's not done.
Okay.
So, it's not, nothing's done yet. Okay. That's the honest answer.
Okay. Right. So we're hoping to do soon, but nothing is done.
Yeah, nothing's done. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Good job. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Steve.